This week in the Senate, Labor will side with the government to pass a bill enabling the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. It's a controversial trade deal, and Labor's support has come at the cost of strong criticism from parts of the union movement. Michelle O'Neill is the president of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, and she joins us now. Michelle O'Neill, welcome.
Hi, Patricia.
So Trade Minister Simon Birmingham has warned that Australian industries could lose out as much as $15.6 billion in net annual benefits to the economy by 2030 if the TPP isn't pushed through Parliament. And Labor's supporting him because of those numbers. Is that a valid concern?
No, we don't think they're legitimate numbers. There's been a lot of debate about the value of this agreement, and we trust some of the independent economic analysis that's been done of it that talks about, in fact, there's a real risk to 43,000 jobs in Australia by this deal. So one of the problems we've got with trade deals, Patricia, is that there is no independent assessment of the economic and social benefit. The governments do these deals behind closed doors. They make all sorts of claims about them. We've seen it in the past, and very rarely do they come true.
You chaired a crisis meeting last week involving ministers and key unions where you put these concerns to Bill Shorten, but yet the Labor Party is going to make sure this passes this week. So have you failed?
Well, we disagree with the Labor Party about supporting this enabling legislation, but where we do agree with them, and part of what you've seen announced today is a private members bill that's been put into the Parliament that has a range of commitments that really is indicating a seismic change in terms of where the Labor Party sits on trade deals in the future, as well as mitigating some of the worst effects of this one, which isn't a deal that, of course, is done by the Morrison government. And some of those commitments are things that we've been talking about for many years, that we need to shift our trade policy to make it fairer. It includes really important commitments about saying there'll be proper, effective labour market testing before workers are brought into this country. So checking that there isn't locals with the skills and capacity to do the job before we bring in workers on visas. But it also importantly allows for skills assessment to make sure people have got genuinely the skills that meet our standards and safety requirements. Another really important element is that it will prohibit having those ISDS clauses, which are those clauses that basically allow multinational companies to sue Australia if we introduce policies that they don't like and think will affect their profits, which is a real risk to our sovereignty.
The okay, other commitments if are, I can just interrupt, you say Labor has pushed this counter bill, but Labor says they will still vote for the enabling legislation, even if this fails, and it will fail. We know that on the numbers. The government's not going to support it. This will fail. So given that, isn't this just a stunt?
No, it's not a stunt because
still going to vote for the legislation.
Well, let me be clear again. We think they should be opposing the legislation. We have a difference of opinion, a strong difference of opinion about the enabling legislation. But what the private members bill indicates is a commitment that has been made by the Labor Party about what they will do in government if they're elected. So it indicates a range of things that will mean that we have a completely different criteria and objectives and process for trade agreements in the future. They'll no longer be done in secret. They'll have independent social and economic assessment of them. They'll prohibit ISDS clauses. They'll require mandatory skill testing. They'll make sure that skills assessments are done properly here in Australia. They'll make sure that you can't privatise our public services as a result of those trade deals. They'll protect our PBS. Now, they're important commitments that, yes, this bill may not get through now, but what you're seeing announced today is what will be a change if you have a Labor Party elected at the next election.
Okay.
And it's also committed to not voting in favour of any other trade deals that are put to the Parliament between now and the next election that don't meet the criteria of that private members bill.
Okay, that's really interesting. Does that mean then that ultimately all of these threats, we've seen a couple, AMWU for instance, that they will not fund or give money to Labor because of this, does that mean that you think they should reverse those decisions?
No, well, I think the AMWU are already on the record today about their view about these commitments and support for them, but they similarly have the same view that we have across the movement, that the TPP itself should not be supported in the Senate. What we have achieved in these discussions and what I'm looking forward to seeing more announcement of about in the future is how you both support local jobs and make sure we have good policies that do that, but also protect against the exploitation of short-term visa workers. It's okay, shocking so that, does what that, we already see.
Yeah, it only meant, sorry, I don't mean to be rude and interrupt, but does that mean ultimately that the union movement is now satisfied with the Labor Party's policy and you don't think there should be a withdrawal of funding support for the Labor Party at the next federal election?
What union affiliates of the ACTU do in terms of who they do and don't support in an election is completely up to the individual
affiliates. It is, but what's your
view? ACTU is not affiliated to the Labor Party. We don't actually donate money to candidates of the Labor Party. That's not our job. What our job is to do is to represent the views of the across the union movement about what are the policies, what are the commitments we're looking for to make sure that we can have a fairer society. And we've got areas of disagreement on trade, strong areas of disagreement. But what I'm pleased to say today is that we now have a whole new system in place about how trade would be dealt with under a Labor government if they're elected.
Michelle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Patricia.
Michelle O'Neill is the president of the Australian Council of Trade Unions.